AM 790 Talk and Business presents Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next water fire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's 4 o'clock, and hopefully you're not stuck in traffic. I'm trying to figure out the traffic in Rhode Island. If somebody could please let me know why it starts at 3 or 3:30, that would make more sense to me. But anyway, I was getting here to the studio, and I've got one incredible news to tell everyone. And this is something we just found out on Friday. We were hoping for it. We were praying for it. But we finally got confirmation that, you know what? The Veterans Day fire was not the last fire of the season. We have a Christmas fire, a very special Christmas fire happening on Friday, December 18th. It's going to be an incredible basin lighting with a festival of trees and Santa and carolers. And you can find a lot of information on the Water Fire website. We're also asking people to come down, and we're working with the Providence Rescue Mission, an incredible group of people. Many thanks to Sean and Marbeth Carew, who started it, came here from New York. And we'll be talking to them during December about what they do here. But, you know, they really have done a wonderful job helping people and letting people kind of, you know, sometimes we all get down. And the Carews and the Providence Rescue Mission give dignity back to people. You know, if you need a little bit of help, and you go to the Providence Rescue Mission, they're there for you. So we're doing a fire. We're asking for toys. They do this amazing thing where what they do is they have literally a store is what they call it. And it's at the Rescue Mission, and they accept toys. And before Christmas, rather than, you know, somebody feeling like they're getting a handout or something else, they open up this, what they call their shop, and people who need some help, and so that their kids can have things, you know, that they wake up and open up that are from Santa. You can go down to the Rescue Mission and you can pick up toys that are donated, and they'll help you wrap them and get them ready for your children. It's just an amazing group. And again, we'll go more into that. But again, how exciting is this? December 18th, Friday, huge, huge night. Again, Festival of Trees.
We'll have a group of sing-along songs ready to go for
That's right. And by the way, who you're listening to right now is my co-host, Andy, from Water Fire. And Andy is actually going to be hosting the show next week, right?
I am. And I'm very excited about it. I think anything that Water Fire can do to get the word out about our incredible events is important. And I'm looking forward to seeing all of you down at the River Basin for the December 18th Water Fire, the special Christmas fire.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited to finally have it confirmed. I don't know how you felt, but we were waiting and waiting, and this anonymous donor comes through every year for us, and that's pretty big.
Just, you know, we all look forward to it because Christmas is such a joyful time of the year, and we get to do something special. You know, Water Fire is every event is unique and it's beautiful, but the Christmas Water Fire has some elements we just don't see at any other fire. So it's always a pleasure to put it together and to know we're doing it again this year. Well, it's got everybody at the offices and in the production staff very excited.
Yeah, and you know, I know that next week you're going to be here talking about things happening right before Thanksgiving and Giving Tuesday and everything.
That's absolutely right. Everyone's aware of Black Friday, which is our big shopping moment in the year before Christmas. But there is also Giving Tuesday, and this is our opportunity for nonprofits to reach out and to communicate to people who might be thinking about giving what projects they have in the works. And Water Fire will be doing something to let everyone know exactly what we're trying to accomplish going forward into 2016 at the end of the year on Giving Tuesday. So,
well, yeah, so we've got a lot to talk about. But, you know, Water Fire is just one of the many beautiful things that happen in Rhode Island. I mean, of course, we're both proud because we work for Water Fire and we want to put that out there. But there are so many other events that are taking place, especially this weekend. This weekend is just ripe with incredible artistry, I would say, and we've got Fusion Works, which is kicking something off, and that's we've got two guests from Fusion Works that we're going to be talking to.
We also have a guest from the Westerly Chorus, who has a show coming up on this Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, so we've got the Chorus of Westerly and Fusion Works, but we're going to be talking to Fusion Works first, which I'm very excited about this, because an incredible dance company, and I would like, without further ado, to address our two guests. Ladies, welcome. I've got Melody Gamba here. She is a dancer and a choreographer. And I can tell just by the way she's sitting next to me here in the studio. You can't see it, but she's elegantly poised and ready to attack the microphone. And Erica Basilo-Adams, the vice president of the board of Fusion Works.
Yes, I am.
Well, ladies, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you've got something really big that you're kicking off this weekend. And I saw even the email blast that came out today about it. But who wants to talk about it first? One, I would say, Melody, are you part of this dance team that's going to be putting on this performance?
I am part of the dance team. I've been part of Fusion Works since 2003. So I've been with the company for over 10 years. So I'm super excited. I love show week. It's one of my most favorite weeks of the season. And this season is very exciting because we have three brand new works being premiered from three choreographers. One of them is William Evans, who has been in the dance world for years, just such a educator and choreographer and artist. It's a real gift that we have this opportunity to work with him and have his work with the company. A young choreographer, Louise Benkelman, out of New York, who actually went to school here in Rhode Island.
Nice.
And her work. And I was asked to create a work on the company this year. So I am really excited to not only be dancing, but having the opportunity to show my work as well.
So for people who aren't so familiar with different types of dance, so when we say dance, some people might think ballet automatically. And we were talking earlier, I know Martha Graham, so different style. When we talk about Fusion Works and what we're about to see in the event that's going to be unfolding, and we'll talk about that a little bit more, what kind of genre would you put Fusion Works in?
Well, we're going to start with our tagline, which is different is good, because you're going to get such a array of emotional journey, movement styles. And what makes Fusion Works so special is artistic director Deb Mierner created this company 28 years ago, and we are a repertory company, which means we are bringing a diverse range of dance to you. So we are a modern-based company, but modern is a very broad statement as far as dance goes. So there can be a very traditional kind of a classical feel, or a very jazzy or very grounded modern feel. So you will come to the show and every piece will be very, very different.
So there's a little bit of something for everybody.
Absolutely. Like for the uninitiated, it's like dance tapas. That's what I like to think of it as. Which, and it's incredibly
That's fabulous.
Dance tapas. But it's incredibly accessible. And I've been a dancer since I was three, which is what brought me to
since
the company.
You were three.
Since I was three. Yeah. And why I love Fusion Works. One of the many reasons why I love Fusion Works so much. But I think for folks who haven't experienced modern dance before and might not be so certain about it, what I love about Fusion Works is that there is something for everyone. Every fall show that they have has this dance tapas feel to it, where every piece is different, the mood is different, the energy is different, the language is different. So I really feel like if you go to see us perform live, you'll see this full range of movement, and you'll find something in there that really speaks to you.
You know, ladies, we're going to have to take a break in about a minute, and then we'll come back. And I really want to hear more about what we're about to see this weekend, because again, as I told you, I saw the email, and it just sounds breathtaking. It sounds extremely spiritual, extremely moving. But I got two dancers sitting with me. Why do you do what you do?
I want to make a positive difference, and I feel that art can do that. So kind of in a very broad statement is, I think art really can bring us together and make a positive change.
Erica?
And I think for me, it's, in addition to making a positive change, I think it's how I understand myself and how I understand my place in the world. And I think art does that for so many people, not just the performers, but the audience members, the viewers, the experiencers of it as well. So
I can't wait to hear more about what's happening. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We'll be right back. We're talking all about FusionWorks. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. And you know, we've had a wonderful season at Waterfire, as we announced at the beginning of the show, if you weren't listening. We've got a Christmas Waterfire coming up, which is going to be amazing, Friday, December 18th. But, you know, we don't just talk about ourselves. We talk about all art and all wonderful things that are happening here in Rhode Island, and we've been having a wonderful conversation with FusionWorks, this amazing dance company. Deb Munier supported and started it, actually. And I have two wonderful women here with me. I've got Melody, who is one of the dancers and choreographers and who started a piece, and Erica, who is the vice president of the board. Ladies, I would put on your last names, but then I'm going to cut down the time that you have to speak about really the most important things. And I'm also joined here by my co-host, Andy. Hello, Andy from Waterfire.
Hello, Bronwyn. And, you know, we were just having a conversation during the break about some of the artistic motivations that go into a FusionWorks piece. And Melanie was just telling us how she was choreographing a piece herself for this upcoming medley.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that she had a process to create that was different. Could you go into this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really fascinated with the human condition. My pieces usually are very emotionally based. And this time I wanted to give myself a challenge. I wanted the music, which usually drives my narrative for the movement, I wanted to work with a local composer, Michael DeQuattro, who has done works for Deb Mierner and FusionWorks before, loved dancing to his music. So I called him up and wanted to collaborate with him. Met with him, told him my thread, my, you know, kernel seed idea for my movement, and I said, okay, now from a musical perspective, I want you to create a piece of music based on the narrative I just told you. How does that inspire you as an artist? How would you tell that story through music? And I am going to trust, because I love dancing to your music so much, that it's going to inspire me and take this risk to get out of my own box of how I would create. And so I walked away from that meeting petrified that I had just given away all my control. And he created this amazing piece of music, and it was for me a great collaboration, and it really did push me out of my comfort zone as a new choreographer. I'm grateful to Deb, who gave me this opportunity, and it was really exciting and fun. And I'm really excited for the piece to be premiered, and especially with my own, you know, home company, FusionWorks.
So, ladies, give us the rundown on what's happening, when it's opening up, how can people get involved?
So the show is Soaring Again, and it will be this Saturday, November 21st, at Sapinsley Hall at Rhode Island College. And we have two shows this weekend. So there's a 2 p.m. show on Saturday and then an 8 p.m. show.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Two chances to see some of this wonderful work. And for tickets, you can call 401-456-8144, or you can go directly to the RIC website, which I think is www.ric.edu/PFA/orderinfo. And you can get tickets there.
Mm-hmm.
You can also call in to get tickets.
Andy, we can put this on the website too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fabulous. So you can go to the website as well.
I would think we'd do a URL like waterfire.org/FusionWorks.
Mm-hmm. That sounds mm-hmm. perfect.
Yep.
So you can find us there as well. So that's how you come and see us this weekend, and hopefully have a wonderful dance experience, but also to get involved. We have a Facebook page, so FusionWorks. Look us up. We're very active on that. We post pictures. We post little hints of pieces, little behind-the-scenes moments.
Teasers. About what's coming up.
What's coming up.
And the bloopers, in-studio bloopers. and also, too, I don't think people realize how, you know, Rhode Island is such a vibrant arts community. We are such a great little state, and I think we don't take advantage of all this locally grown talent we have here.
I don't think we know about
it. That's
what
I'm saying.
You know, this is why we did Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. Not only just to talk again about Water Fire, but about everything else that's happening here, right, Andy?
Absolutely.
Water Fire is actually exploring new ways to engage its artistic community as it works on its arts center. And yes, our radio show, Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island, is one element of ways to get FusionWorks going. But there's also going to be in this new space perhaps an opportunity for FusionWorks to come in and do a performance.
So
in a space
we would
that
so
we
love
can
that.
Offer
we
that
are so there,
novel.
Andy. You are ready.
Wait a second.
Yourself in and Water Fire and FusionWorks to do a performance. Performance in our new art space.
Woohoo.
And I'm for one, very excited.
I am very excited, too, Andy.
We can't wait.
We are ready to go.
Well, there you go. You heard it live on air. Andy just promised FusionWorks you're going to be in the space and doing a performance, and it'll be fun. So, what, you know, this is such an interesting, there are different dance companies, and we work with a lot, whether it's from Festival Ballet to other dance companies.
Yeah absolutely. Ballet performances are often part of Water Fire Evening. We rely on them to activate areas that are in front of the base and stage, for example, or on the Rhode Island State House. And these events are often very much themed. And you were talking about a theme that you had for this upcoming performance.
Mm-hmm.
What is that theme?
This theme is soaring again, and it's sort of just a continuation from our last season, and just the idea of really, as a company, spreading our wings and really trying to take the company to a new level. We not only want to bring art, modern dance, this tapas menu to Rhode Island and really offer them all this accessibility to art in their home state, but also we want to enrich and build the up-and-coming artists, the future artists, whether they decide to go on to dance or they want to be in some other form of art, or obviously us who are artists understand the importance of art as a discipline and to be a good human in the community. So we feel really strongly about giving back and making sure that we leave a legacy behind us to make this state a better place. And we really feel that through our artists in residency programs in the underserved school communities and, you know, the live performances. I mean, again, we...
So is that what you guys are doing? I mean, are you going out to schools and doing performances?
Absolutely. Ooh, yes,
that's our
are.
Spring, which we will come back and talk about that before the spring show.
Well, of course. I mean, we're always happy to be back on, but you should talk about that now because you're doing things, and it's not just you're not just a repertory company.
No,
you're out in
all.
The community, and you are boots on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is what I would call it.
Yeah.
And our spring show is locally grown. Speaking of locally grown talent, and I saw it last year for the first time. It was astounding. It is chock full of our residency students from elementary school, middle school, high school. Our FusionWorks 2 dancers, which is our junior company, they get highlighted in the show as well. And it's unbelievable just to see our students, our children, our teens, who might not go on to be dancers, but be so inspired, have such a great time, learn about collaboration, empathy, teamwork, self-expression. It's awesome.
And listen, it doesn't hurt to learn a little self-discipline and to get a little physical exercise.
Absolutely.
And it's exciting to see, you know, we get teachers write to us and say how students who were once disruptive in class and not involved in the, you know, lessons, all of a sudden they want to be at school. They're more attentive. They're more involved in their other studies.
Because they found a way to express themselves.
And feel part of it. Here's a fun fact. So our locally grown program, which it is my favorite part of FusionWorks. I get emotional talking about it. One of the students that came up through Woonsocket High School, his name is Alexis DeCastro. He as part of our residency program 3 years ago, we recognized him as talent. We brought him into our pre-professional company, FusionWorks 2, through, you know, funding. He trained with us, and he is now actually performing in my piece this weekend and as part of senior company. Someone who came up, you know, never danced formally. Yep. So it's...
That's got to be such an amazing feeling for you. So. And we only have 1 minute left. So in this last minute, ladies, let's talk once again about where people need to be this weekend, how they get there, and what's happening.
So they need to come hang out with FusionWorks on Saturday. And if they come to the show, please hang out in the lobby. Here, you know, you heard it on AM 790. Come, the dancers come out. We'll talk to you. And Erica, how are they going to get their tickets?
You can call 401-456-8144. And there's going to be a link, I believe. And you can visit our website, too, www.fusionworks.org. And you can learn more about us, our mission, our history, how to get involved, all that good stuff.
And we love meeting new friends and people. So come hang out with us.
And thank you for doing what you're doing, ladies. It's more than just performances. You're getting into the community, and you're helping to do beautiful things. So you are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. When we come back, we'll be with Chorus of Westerly.